Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
It's 7:48. Adam Gilchrist, good morning. How are you this morning? If you don't give me 10 out of 10, bro.
Well, obviously, your last show, it can't be 10 out of 10. It's got to be zero, hasn't it?
Aww.
With an undertone of 10 out of 10.
That's fair. But,
I gather it's getting emotional.
It is. It's just got a little emotional. I was holding it together until If You Sat, which, of course, is always where the emotions come out, right?
Oh, bless it.
Yeah. Okay, I'd be emotional if I were a Russian young man at the moment, because now that Putin has announced his special operation, he's looking at conscription, and apparently young men are fleeing.
Yes, the idea of mobilizing suddenly, people at the borders, I have to say, denied by Moscow, but queues at the border going into Georgia, even into Finland, which is, after all, a very different kettle of fish, and you need a visa. Other Russians of conscription age reported heading towards the Baltic states, which are part of NATO, not Russia, but they have a very different attitude and basically saying, on your bike, turn back. And it does absolutely look like it is because of the conscription of 300,000 young men, essentially, into the Russian army. I thought at first it was them just trying to get out of the country in order to hear your final show. But no, it is.
You would think.
It is down to the conscription factor. And if anyone doubts it, and Moscow is doubting it, you can always tell, this is the indicator, that flights, easy flights, as it were, from Moscow to places like Istanbul and beyond, are reporting record prices. The prices have all rocketed because of supply and demand. It means, therefore, there are a lot of people trying to fly out of the country as well as drive out and cycle out.
Hectic. Cycle. Well, maybe, sorry to be harsh, but maybe you should do like the Ukrainians had to do and walk to the border.
Yeah. Yeah,
sorry.
Although
being a shady
person, Ukraine's big enough, but Russia's ridiculously large.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Okay, who was lost for 17 days after an earthquake in China?
This extraordinary chap called Gan Yu. He basically, an earthquake struck Sichuan province, and Gan Yu was working at a hydroelectric plant, a power plant, and cracks appeared. Rubble falling, people in all sorts of difficulty. I mean, nearly 100 people were killed in this earthquake. He stayed behind to help his fellow employees get out, and then essentially got abandoned or lost, or along the way, anyway, he got separated. And Gan Yu has an extreme short-sightedness, and he'd lost his glasses. He genuinely has to go on his hands and knees. He's sort of Mr. Magoo times three.
Oh.
He's on his hands and knees trying to find his way out. And those that did escape had to walk 12 miles or 20 kilometers or so to safety. So Gan Yu spent 17 days essentially lost in the Chinese wilderness, unable to see very much. He survived just on whatever berries and fresh water he could find. And the fact, I mean, I don't think I have the equipment to survive 17 days in the English countryside, let alone an earthquake hit Chinese countryside.
Without vision.
He did survive. And ultimately, he got picked up, exactly. And, I mean, I think the first thing he needed, apart from food and water, were the glasses, because he was in a bit of difficulty.
I can imagine. All right, Prince Philip's X-Files. I want to sing the... I'm a terrible whistler. I was going to do the song from the song. Anyway, okay, X-Files, all right. Why was he an alien investigator?
Prince Philip, alien investigator, he had a huge hoard of material on Close Encounters, articles, books, magazine subscriptions, eyewitness statements. Indeed, Prince Philip was so interested in the whole UFO business that he commissioned his own investigations and his own interviews. All this stuff is in a huge collection behind royal walls. Now that the Queen is dead, it's thought this might come out, the Prince's X-Files, E.T. Thrown Home. It might finally be produced, might see the light of day. But here's something else that will see the light of day, Rafulway. I have written an ode to you.
Adam!
Brace yourself. Look, it was late and I had beer, so here we go. Farewell to Rafulway Melotto, a powerhouse whose voce is not sotto. As you head for the door, leaving us wanting more, to the pub we must go and get blotto.
Jaws! We're having that pint, Adam.
As I say,
It's amazing.
Legend was involved.
What an awesome limerick. I'm going to make the next time I'm in London, I'm finding you. We're going to have that pint for sure.
Yeah, we're going to go and share a lukewarm something in an English pub. Absolutely right.
And then you're going to march me over to London Tower, or wherever the hell the Cullinan Diamond is.
Oh, you want to go see your diamond.
And we're going to get that thing back. Thank you ever so much, Adam. It's been such a privilege. My goodness.
It's been a pleasure, absolutely. And good luck in your new high-flying job. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much, Ed.